That's right. It's Friday on a Friday, my friend. It's Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for this beautiful program that is award-winning in our minds.
I'm still
waiting to get an award or something, to be nominated at least.
Look, you'll get it.
Is there a Friday 1 hour specialty award program?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay, so we got a lot of great music to get to. I hope we can get to it all. There is a brand new Mumford & Sons song. They haven't put out a new song in 7 years.
Wow.
They got an itch, I guess, a 7-year itch.
I love it.
We got that coming up in a bit. Also, we just watched the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, with Timothy Chalamet, and it was pretty rad.
So rad. He blew me away.
He's so good in it and does all the singing, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But also you get to know, I know it's some of it is fictional. It's not totally all true. But it does show a side of Bob Dylan that's kind of not that cool. Kind of not that cool.
Dilly.
Little mean to the ladies there.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
But watching that movie, so we also saw Saturday Night, which is about the first night of the first Saturday Night Live. And that movie was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
To watch all of the actors portraying the famous people from SNL. So then watching A Complete Unknown, it made us think about how amazing would it be to see a movie. I hope this is in the works somewhere. The Traveling Wilburys coming together, but seeing actors portray all the famous people in it.
Be mind blowing.
Do you ever see that meme when they're like, remember when the Traveling Wilburys came together and you thought they were old and they were all like 38 and 40?
Yeah.
I think Roy Orbison was the oldest and he was, I don't know how old he was, like 52 or something.
Something like that. It's funny, the evolution of looks. You're just like, what?
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into a song. Timothy Chalamet performed all these songs himself and he's amazing. I really wish he would win. Oscars haven't been, the nominations haven't been announced yet, but I don't know if he stands a chance against Adrian Brody, who wins everything.
It's going to be a tough one, yeah.
But by the way, Timothy, we believe in you.
We do.
So let's get into, so we played Radiohead's Subterranean Homesick Alien. Of course, this is Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Love it.
Timothy Chalamet covering Mr. Dylan. Lisa Finney hosts the Dylan Hours every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
9 to 11 a.m. Tune in. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
find new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch pocket meters. It all hit. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
She was there at the bar, heard my guitar. She was long and tall, she was the queen of them all.
Series, limited series maybe, but it could go into each of the main guys' lives and then how they all came together. I know there's a documentary out there. I would like to see a fictional series.
They have to. All of their lives were so unique, so special, just once-in-a-lifetime type of things. It's really, I don't know. I really hope they do. I'm with you on that.
This is Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Sider here.
Jason Friday.
We've been getting some details. There's that big concert coming up, Fire Aid. It's a benefit concert that's happening. So it was going to just be at the Intuit Dome. Now it's going to be at Kia Forum and Intuit Dome at the same time. You're going to have to choose which show to go to.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not fair. This
choose
list
your
is
experience.
Nuts.
So no. It's happening January 30th. Look at all these. Let's just list some of these artists. Billie Eilish and Phineas, Katy Perry.
Dave Matthews, Jelly Roll.
Green Day, Gracie Adams.
Sting.
Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Stevie Nicks.
Lady Gaga.
Lil Baby.
So many artists on this great Fire Aid benefit concert, helping those in need, but also they want to work on future things to help L.A. rebuild and be better protected for fires. So all of this happening again on the 30th. Tickets are going on sale this Wednesday on the 22nd. And it's all benefiting Fire Aid. So that's a great deal.
Yeah.
We're going to continue. We hope to be a place where you can kind of take some space for yourself and listen to some great music. There's a lot of great new music coming out. A bunch of it came out this week. Lucy Dacus. So she's been a solo artist, but she also is in Boy Genius. She has a new record. But by the way, the members of Boy Genius are on it. Phoebe Bridgers. Also, Julian Baker.
Yes.
I think Hozier is on this record. Bartiz Strange. We saw her perform on, was it Jimmy Fallon?
Yep.
The other night was pretty cool. And the album is called Forever is a Feeling. She says she went through a lot. The importance of befriending death, stressing that forever isn't something to chase, but rather something to feel. And she announced a show. She's going to be playing the Greek on May 14th, and I did hear proceeds for that are going to go to help people who are affected by these fires.
Oh, good.
So it's nice that everybody's stepping up and helping others. We are community strong, we're LA strong, to get through this together.
Yeah, we are. That's right.
So let's get through this new song. It's Lucy Dacus, and the song is Ankles. It's pretty cool. I've played it a couple times. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the show.
I'm not gonna stop.
sing along to this one?
Yeah.
Inside my head. Oh, Sting. Sting is playing, we were just talking about. I actually had picked that song. I wasn't even thinking about the Fire Aid benefit concert. Sting's one of the performers, January 30th.
Yeah.
Kia Forum and Intuit Dome.
Sting.
Sting. Okay, we're big fans of My Morning Jackets. They've got a new record coming out, their 10th studio album. Wow. It's called Is.
Is.
Jim James coming in deep with some deep thoughts about the title. I like how the word indicates a sense of presence in the now. There's no logic or rationale behind this record. It just is.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Of course James would say that.
We should do a little mic drop right there after that.
Wow.
Okay, you haven't even heard this song yet.
No.
It is called Time Waited. It's My Morning Jacket, brand new music. This is Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Well, they say time waits for no one, dear, and it takes near death to show one, yeah, but time waits.
Take. is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no moon upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Floyd, for those who enjoy the herb.
Oh my god, that got me.
I hope we're giving you guys a little bit of an escape from some serious business in life. Yeah. I know it's tough out there. This is Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday at this beautiful public radio station. We like to give shouts to a lot of organizations that are doing good. There's big organizations. You know, CAA is a huge agency for talents, but they have put together a fund for those in need during these wildfires. But then there's also I love when restaurants are really stepping up.
Oh,
I mentioned some of our friends, Villas Tacos, have been helping the first responders. Also, we're good friends with Holland Rays.
Huge,
but I just read about this other group. So just this week, roughly two dozen pizzerias descended upon Lasorda's Pizza Shop in Chinatown.
Nice.
And they came up with it's the New Pizza Alliance, a group of small businesses who cook together, and they've collaborated to send hundreds of free pizzas to first responders and anyone in need. I mean, I just love these stories. There are some really, really beautiful stories. I told a story earlier today about an eighth grader in Pasadena who wanted to help young girls who need, you know, teenagers who are going through this terrible, terrible devastation of losing their home. So I don't. Our heart goes out to everybody, and I really want to thank everyone who's done such a great job stepping up for their community, and of course our firefighters and first responders who are the heroes, man, and what they do.
Amazing.
I know. It's just incredible.
Yep.
So we'd like to be your musical space to kind of check out for a bit. I hope that for a minute we can bring you a little bit of respite. We've got coming up, I always do an 88.5 album dive each week. And Fontaines D.C., I never really did a dive into their album Romance, which ended up being on people's top 10 lists. They are up for a Grammy for Best Rock Album. So next week we're going to dig into that album. Maybe you haven't heard all the tracks in it. And we have the title track, the opening track, is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Southern California, the entertainment capital of the world. Communities rich in culture and heritage, art, ingenuity, integrity, passion. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org. Public radio amplified.
Support comes from Laguna Playhouse, presenting Eleanor, which brings to life the story of the dynamic and iconic First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. Strong and vulnerable, public and private, passionate and unforgettable, Eleanor was the woman at the heart of her husband's presidency, whose impact on history cannot be understated. Eleanor runs Wednesday, January 15th through Sunday, February 2nd. Tickets and info at lagunaplayhouse.com or at 949-497-ARTS.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound comes from Whitmore Law, providing legal advice to performing artists, composers, labels, and musicians. More information is available at whitmore-law.com. That's whitmore-law.com.
Hey, this is Nick Harcourt inviting you to join us for the next edition of The Morning Show. Check out our program Monday through Friday from 6 till 10 a.m. as we bring you a daily feast of music along with entertainment news, our fresh squeeze and Latin alternative tracks of the day, and our Hump Day ticket giveaway every Wednesday. More music in the morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet weekdays from 6 till 10 a.m. here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
Darkness again, in with the pigs in the pen. God knows I love this. Screws in my head, I will be beside you till you're dead. In the night I confide that maybe my goodness has died. I pray for your kindness, head on a spit, and maybe romance is a place. Yeah, maybe romance is a place. Yeah, maybe romance is a place for me and you.
We'll be right back.
Look at Fontaine's DC getting dark on us. That is the title track and opening track of their album Romance, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We spin some tunes. That is a little teaser. Next week, we're going to dig into that whole record, Romance, from Fontaine's DC. It's part of our 88.5 album dive. So tune in every weekday just after 12 noon to hear more tracks. I know we've played a couple songs like Starburster and Favorites, but we're going to hear pretty much the whole record next week. Okay. There's a lot of musicians that are going through some tough times during these wildfires. Please know that Music Cares is an organization that is there for you. You can find out more. MusicCares.org can help those who are displaced. I know the members of Dawes, Griffin and Taylor, are also experiencing some of these terrible times in L.A. But they did post a note that in the midst of all the chaos, part of the healing process will be reuniting with our Dawes community. I guess they were about to go on tour with Winnetka Bowling League, but now they'll be touring with Michigander. They did – it was a very, very special Jimmy Kimmel earlier this week. Jimmy Kimmel really putting out the feels,
big time.
He loves Los Angeles like we do, and I do like that he gave local radio a shout about how important local – there's some big stations that just play DJs that are on all over the country, but local is where it's at, especially during times like these.
Yep.
So thank you, Jimmy, for that shout. But anyway, Dawes have a song that can be so emotional. It's called Time Spent in Los Angeles, and they played it on his show, and I thought – we play it now. So here's some Dawes. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
For the places I have been, and the dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails. But now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. Special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms
that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness. You got that tragic sadness.
Parking lots, the Swedish chain restaurants, a singing brand new way before Jesse got caught. The summers in Montauk before it got whitewashed.
Songs from 2024. That is Winnetka Bowling League, Medium Build, and Dawes doing This Is Life. And let me tell you, listening to music as we do, like reading into all the lyrics of songs during this time in Southern California, that song gets even deeper now. This is life, man. This
Huge.
Is life.
It really is. I know.
I just want to send that message out that we will get through this together. I know it can feel so daunting, everything that's going on, and so heavy. I hope that the music that we play helps a little bit, just a little bit.
It always will. Music, again, we've talked about this, music heals in many, many ways. So we'll keep doing what we're doing here.
We've got some brand new music. It's kind of exciting. Mumford & Sons haven't put out a record in 7 years. This song just came out at midnight, and it is called Rushmere, which is the title track of their new record. I got some big news. Yeah. Banjo. We're going to get some banjo.
Oh!
Banjo going on this
Stevie,
one.
Stevie, are you on it? Just kidding.
Who's Stevie?
Steve Martin. You know, he does the banjo.
Wouldn't that be great if Steve Martin joined the band and went on tour?
Cry.
With Mumford & Sons. We love you, Steve.
Love you.
Okay, let's get into brand new Mumford & Sons 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eyes. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spell. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself.
drawn in chalk across the floor. You made it yours, your private door to my room. May those who find you find remorse, a change of course, a strange discord resolve. I need soothing. My lips aren't moving. My God is brooding. Banish you with love. I banish you with love. You can't come in. You don't live here anymore.
Soothing and Laura Marling. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Here we are. It's Friday on a Friday. We are getting through crazy times in Southern California.
Yeah.
One of our partners has been really kicking some serious butt, and that is the LaBelle Foundation.
LaBelle.
Our nonprofit partners. You may hear us talk about them during our pledge drives because they are a rescue organization that really stepped it up during this time. They really started taking in donations, besides helping secure animals, taking in donations and distributing them to different areas. And they did post a note that as more dogs are being found and brought into the shelters, cats and other animals as well, more and more animals will be displaced. When people who have lost everything are unable to come back for their pets, that is when we will need you the most. The next few weeks and months are going to be tough as people are figuring out how to rebuild. And I know they talk about, they actually took in a bunch of foster applications, but they're saying it's not just now, it's weeks from now, it's months from now.
Right.
If you'd like to donate to LaBelle, you can find them at the labellefoundation.org. Also, there's a couple other organizations as well.
Yeah, that's right. The Pasadena Humane Society, you could find them at pasadenahumane.org.
And then,
and also Best Friends Animal Society LA, and that's bestfriends.org.
These are just some of the organizations that have been really doing their greatest work in helping those in need. And we thank you guys.
Yes.
We are a community. Together, we can get through this. We're about to wrap up our program. Mookie is coming up next. This stuff can be very heavy and heavier than sometimes you may even think. So take some time for yourself.
Please.
This weekend.
Yeah.
I've mentioned Yoga with Adrienne is free.
Huge.
On the YouTubes.
Yeah.
She also has some breathing work and meditations. She's pretty awesome. I helped a lot of people during the pandemic, and I hope that you can find some peace this weekend. All right, Jace.
Yeah.
I think we're out of here. I did promise to play brand new Sharon Van Etten. She has a new record. She has a new project, Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. The new album comes out next month. This is another song that dropped. It's called Trouble. Please enjoy. Until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
All the trouble I'll get you in.
105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California.